Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McClain. Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week alohas to you. Thursday edition of the Bobby Mac Show. It is hour number two getting underway. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. So, the loony liberal lefties getting a little testy today. Speaker Pelosi and a reporter, James Rosen from Sinclair TV, had the audacity to ask her a real question. Do you hate President Trump? And that sent Pelosi into a tirade. And so she, we played some of the audio from that earlier. Meantime, earlier today in Iowa, the creepy hair sniffer Uncle Joe Biden lashed out at a voter during an event in New Hampton, Iowa, after a man stood up, took the microphone, and suggested that his primary problems, that is Biden's primary problems, are that he's too old and that he set his son up with a job in Ukraine. You sent your son over there, getting him a job to work for a gas company that he had no experience in, nothing, in order to get access to the president, says the man. Well, it all went downhill from there. Here is some of the audio from this today.
A damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that?
Nobody has ever said that Biden. Of course nobody has. Are you kidding? He said it himself.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do.
It continued to go downhill from there as the questions continued from this fella.
I think that Donald Trump indicted himself on the White House lawn and in the driveway. I don't think there's much there to have to prove.
Well, you want to talk about indicting yourself, Joe. You just got through saying nobody has ever said that you essentially blackmailed Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating Burisma Energy, the company that your kid worked for, that he made over $3 million on, Hunter Biden did, by being a member of the board of directors, and yet Biden has the audacity to say this.
A damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that?
No one has ever said that. Yeah. He is so delusional. Biden also responded to the accusation that he was too old by challenging the questioner to a push-up contest.
And you want to check my shape, on? Let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
Jeez. He is just past it. Just absolutely past it. Biden continued saying, look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time, yeah, way too long, and I know more than most people know. Yeah, that's why he was 58th in his class of 62 at law school. And I can get things done, that's why I'm running. Number two, no one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion, and no one has ever said it. To which the man replied, well, I didn't say you were doing anything wrong. Biden said, you said I set up my son to work at an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack. The man said it was a gas company, by the way, not an oil company. The man responded, you don't have any more backbone than Trump. And some people know, the audio is kind of here, kind of difficult to hear. But at one point, somebody tweeted that Biden had said to this Iowa voter who questioned him, look, fat, here's the deal. So did Biden, on top of everything else, call the Iowa voter fat? Maybe he mistook the guy for Jerry Nadler. The man later got into an altercation with a Biden supporter after suggesting a former VP should drop out of the race. So there, they all had their last nerve be attacked today. Oh, there was good news, though, for Biden. Former Secretary of State, the haughty John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, announcing he is endorsing Biden.
John's a good friend. John is a guy who understands what's at stake more than most people do, because his being the former Secretary of State is still deeply engaged. John has forgotten more about global warming and the coalition he's put together to deal with it, and I'm delighted to have him behind me.
That's so much malarkey.
Yeah. Well, no wonder John Kerry endorsed Biden. This whole business in Ukraine with Hunter Biden? Who was Hunter Biden's partner in the company that was getting money from China, getting money from Ukraine? That would have been John Kerry's stepson. Well, isn't that convenient? In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, I laughed when Pelosi told reporter James Roden, Rosen, that she was raised in a loving family. Right. Her father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., was a companion of notorious mafia boss Benjamin Magliano. Yes, loving. That's a word, all right. Yeah, Pelosi's dad was the mayor of Baltimore. Bobby, do you have any information as to what Drudge Report's web traffic has been since he's gone liberal? I, for one, will never visit that site again. No, I don't think they're pretty are circumspect with their numbers, but I would assume that they have lost a bunch of following. Where does this begin? Sorry. Let me go back to the top, because I'm getting way behind here and I need to catch up quickly. Bobby, this whole presidency through the House impeachment is a setup. The libs have a real reason they could impeach Trump. That wall was promised to be paid by Mexico. $30.1 billion has been approved, but the House threatens impeachment. The House knows the Senate won't impeach Trump. The whole thing is rigged. Even the press is in on it. The U.S. is over with. That's the only explanation that fits. Not if they fail. Not if the Democrats fail. Bobby, don't forget how John Kerry was wounded in Vietnam, shot himself in the rear end accidentally with a handgun, and then filed to get a Purple Heart awarded to himself. Bobby, last time I saw a push-up dare, I believe I was in the eighth grade. Gotcha. Bobby, I just wish they would stop preempting The Price is Right with this BS. Thanks, Joe from Greer. Yeah, I know. My baby doll, Brenda, shares your sentiment. Bobby, I heard you say Sinclair Broadcasting leans conservative, but WLOS is owned by Sinclair in Asheville, and they are far from conservative. Big no from me. Yeah, well, they are the exception that proves the rule. You know, they understand that in Asheville, they're appealing to an audience that is essentially San Francisco East. Bobby, Skeletor Pelosi should be the spokesperson for Epicac. Everything about her induces throwing up. I gotcha. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Then we come right back on the other side, and we go to the phones here on Thursday on the Bobby Mac Show on 106.3 WORD and 101.5 in Anderson.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:22 now here on this Thursday afternoon, the Bobby Mac Show. So the Biden campaign has a new ad out, you may recall, at the NATO meeting that just concluded. There was some hot mic video of some of the world's leaders, so-called leaders, the New World Order crowd like Macron and Trudeau. You remember Trudeau, he's the blackface premier of Canada, standing around at a cocktail party at Buckingham Palace and joking about President Trump. So the Biden campaign decided that would be a good idea to use in their ad. Here it is.
World leaders caught on camera laughing about President Trump. Several world leaders mocking President Trump.
They're laughing at him.
My administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
World leaders mocking and ridiculing him for being completely off balance.
Allies are deeply worried about it. They say he's becoming increasingly isolated. Something is very wrong.
The world sees Trump.
Sorry, this thing keeps wanting to reboot. The computer is just really clogged up here. So in any event, I would suggest, Joe, that your recent ad is, what's the word I'm looking for here?
It's a bunch of malarkey.
That's the word. Yeah, it's malarkey. You know, I can hardly wait to see what ads the Trump campaign uses with creepy Uncle Joe. You see him nibbling on his wife's fingers the other day at another campaign event in Iowa. She was gesturing out to the crowd, you know, and when Joe Biden is president, and her arm goes sweeping out and Biden grabs her hand and he's nibbling on her fingers. This guy, he's just totally off his meds. In on the text line, Bobby, the Democrats owing Russia is why they connect, try to connect Trump and Russia and collusion. One day Putin will tell all the Democrats they need to be able to lie and blame the Republicans. Bobby, I have two potential nicknames for you concerning Jerry Nadler, Jerry Nadless, and Jerry Waddler. You're welcome. I like Waddler. It's good. Bobby, will we see Lindsey's true colors on whether he pursues phone records of Schiff, the whistleblower, the Bidens, and the other Democrats? Yeah, you know that Schiff went after, what, Devin Nunez? Phone records? I'm telling you, the swamp war is on. There is little question about it. Bobby Mack, confession for committed Catholics is one of the seven sacraments that, when used well, help a person love God better. If Nancy was using it as it should be, she wouldn't lack humility the way she does. Bobby, I don't normally put stickers on my vehicle, but Pelosi today made me so upset, I'm going to go get a Trump sticker. Good for you. Bob, I heard the sound bites from Pelosi, and I believe that her only gods are power and money. I would agree. Bobby, the texter who was talking about cops at Brockman Road near BMW, if so, could be for the annual BMW ham and turkey giveouts to employees. That's right, I forgot BMW gives hams and turkeys to their employees for Christmas. Bobby, the fact we have audio from people involved with the last impeachment in the last century is merely extra proof we need term limits. Bobby, please wake me up when someone gets hanged for treason. Until then, the left is winning. Well, they think they are. Bobby, update from your local high school history class. Girl next to me said, and I quote, "What's the difference between pro-life and pro-choice?" I am beyond disappointed. Bobby, what's the deal with Joe Biden and push-ups? Oh, he's a tough guy. You know Biden is a really tough guy. He's always telling us how tough he is. Like in the audio where he admitted blackmailing the Ukraine, withholding $1 billion in foreign aid until they fired the prosecutor who was coming after his kid. Bobby, why do we, the American people, have to put up with all this malarkey? This whole process is based on nothing but lies, and in a real court of law, it will be thrown out. We need to start a petition, sue the Democrats for not doing the job of representing the American people. Bobby, yeah, let's put Trump on Mount Rushmore. Bobby, I think that Nancy does pray for President Trump. It's the same prayer I prayed for Obama, Psalms 109. If you're not familiar with that, it says, "May his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. And may his children be wandering beggars." That could be. And I believe that catches me up. I wanted to get to this yesterday, but I have time for it today. Let me quickly stick in today's good news story, because we certainly need all we can get.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
Yes, indeedy. So here is this poor fella the other day. He's on the Brooklyn Bridge, right? And he is thinking about jumping. And a car is coming by. Guy in the passenger seat of a car driving on the Brooklyn Bridge saw the man standing on the ledge looking like he was going to jump. So he stuck his head out the window and decided to yell some encouragement to this guy. And here's what that sounded like.
"Boss, walk back. Walk back. It's not worth your life. Get off the bridge. It's not worth it, bro. It's not worth it. Turn around, bro. You can change anything in your life. Anything. Turn around. It's not worth it. Turn around, bro. You can change anything in your life."
And apparently the encouragement the guy gave him did bring the guy to step away from the ledge and rethink what he was doing. We decided that it might have been even more meaningful if we added some music to it.
Boss, walk back. Walk back. It's not worth your life. Get off the bridge. It's not worth it, bro. It's not worth it.
Sorry. I accidentally pulled the wrong one out there. Let me find the one where we added the music. Hang on 1 second. Ba-ba-bum. Well, I tell you what, it's time for the news. I'll find it and play the doctored version on the other side. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show, Thursday edition. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and then I'm right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hoo-ah! Weird. One of those strange days. Moneypenny was just pointing out we have one caller on hold and none of the other lines are ringing, and yet the light that flashes when the phone is ringing continues to... I guess the guys up at Fort Meade are listening in this afternoon, and it's not showing up on our call screen, but they're there. They're there. The light's flashing. So I mentioned here at 23 before 5 as we went to the break for the news... In today's good news story, Good Samaritan saved a guy from jumping off a bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, to be precise. He was in the passenger seat of a car, saw the guy standing on the ledge looking like he was going to jump, and he managed to talk the guy out of it. We decided that even as dramatic as it sounded, it could be more movie-like. You know, the movies always adds appropriate music to... situations like this. So we decided to put some meaningful music to the Good Samaritan hollering to the, we thought, suicidal guy on the bridge. Here is what that sounds like.
Get off the bridge. There is someone. It's not worth it, bro. Watching your footsteps. You can change anything in your life. Turn around. It's not worth it. Look at me. Turn around, bro. There is someone. You can change anything in your life. Who really needs you? Anything. Here's my heart. Boss, walk back. In my head. Walk back. Turn around, bro. Turn around. It's not worth it. It's not worth your life. Look at me. It's not worth it.
Oh, that's great. Our thanks to the Bobby Mack semi-professional players. Some of you may have recognized the background music. It's being used in a, car commercial, I think, right now. All the way back to 1965, the Vogues, and Turn Around, Look at Me. 4:39 here on the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Brian. He is in Lyman. Hi, Brian, and welcome to the program.
Hey, the reason your other callers can't get through is I got mysterious powers I'm using for this.
Aha! Uh-huh. See, I knew there was something like that at work.
Look, I've been mulling over in my mind this whole impeachment thing,
right,
and there's no way they could actually think it can work. I think they're after something else. Either they have sandbagged tremendously and they have a surprise it's going to work, but even if they pull off impeachment, they just get Mike Pence as president.
Yeah.
That's not really worth. Okay. What if they're just after inciting violence in the streets?
Well, certainly it is the leftist activist groups like Antifa that show up at all these events and cause trouble. So, yeah, they certainly have their masked stormtroopers ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give you even one more paranoid thought to help you sleep tonight.
Okay.
What if the idea is causing enough confusion and revolution in America that they're calling foreign troops to keep peace? Get the old United Nations peacekeepers in here.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, Brian, and you must have some special powers, because my next story has to do with the United Nations suggesting they might resort to military action against nations that defy their mandates on, guess what, global warming. Yeah, so crazy.
They're also after gun control, too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. In fact, Michael Doomberg is doing a big gun-grabber event in Aurora, Colorado this afternoon. I think it concluded earlier, the site of that massive high school shooting.
I got one more comment. My grandfather's been gone for years. If he'd seen Nancy this morning, he said that just put the purple icing on the fruitcake.
That sounds like the kind of comment that Joe Biden could have related to.
Yeah.
Because Biden is the cat's pajamas, as we know.
I hope I'm pleasantly surprised by being wrong. But.
Yeah. Well, me too, Brian. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Now, there's another aspect to this as well. As this Texas congressman, this loony who complained that none of the constitutional legal experts who testified yesterday were people of color. You know, they have all these groups that are protesting one thing or the other, and they lump them all together under their progressive socialist Marxist umbrella. But Al Green said some time ago, a year ago, I guess it was, you know, we can't beat Trump at the polls, so we've got to impeach him. Now, what they could do, and I guess part and parcel of what they're doing here is hoping to drive down Trump's approval ratings, his poll numbers, to de-incentivize the Trump base from turning out in huge numbers in now less than a year, in November of 2020. But if that is their intent, it's not working, because Trump's poll numbers continue to go up as the so-called impeachment inquiry continues. Now, here is the story that I just referenced. This is from Breitbart. The United Nations may resort to military action against states that defy its mandates on global climate action. This, according to Ole Weaver, a prominent international relations professor at the University of Copenhagen. In an interview with ABC News in Australia, Professor Weaver cautions that what he sees as climate inaction might draw the UN into considering other means to ensure its goals are met, even if that leads to global armed conflict. Professor Weaver, a real intellectual giant, says more resistance to change could potentially threaten democracy, although the UN would counter that the end justifies the means, in much the same way countries like Greece had their debt crisis solutions forced on them by European Union bureaucrats in Brussels and Strasbourg. The UN Security Council could, in principle, tomorrow decide that climate change is a threat to international peace and security, and then it's within their competencies to decide, and you are doing this, this is how we deal with it. He believes classifying climate change as a security issue could leave the door open to more extreme policy responses, saying this is what happens when something becomes a security issue. It gets the urgency, the intensity, the priority, which is helpful sometimes, but also lets the dark forces loose in the sense that it can justify problematic means. So I guess what he's actually doing here sounds like he's issuing a warning that this could be what the UN is up to. It's amazing all the predictions of global warming apocalypse that never happened. Share a few of those with you when we come back in our climate change update. 4:45 here on the Bobby Mac Show, and we'll go back to the phones as well when I come right back here on Thursday on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Work, 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 work.
You are absolutely correct, Governor LePetitmaine. That's what we do for 4 hours each day, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal in on the text line. Bobby, the UN can bring their little baby blue helmets on over here. We'll pound the Euro trash into the sand. Myself and thousands of other older veterans with stuff still in the basement would welcome it. Bobby, magic word for today is overtime inventory. Gotta love it. You're a Marine veteran listener. Thank you. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I'm sure it's well-intentioned. Bobby, the climate alarmists have been saying for some time that global warming is this generation's World War II. If that were truly the case, we should be at war with China, bombing their coal-fired power plants into rubble. Bobby, sounds to me like that SOB is making a threat to us for pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords. Bobby, I'd love to see the UN try to force climate law in the U.S. Global warming would be the least of their problems. Radiation poisoning would be their new concern. Bobby, the UN send troops to deal with the U.S. over climate change? Bring it on. That would be the end of the UN. Bobby, I'd love for the UN to try and enforce their feckless nonsense on the U.S. What a joke. I say bring it. Yeah. Here you go, UN. You like this? Huh? You like it? To the phones we go. Joe is next up. He's in Spartanburg. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show here on Thursday.
Hey, Bob. Excellent show.
Thank you, sir.
I've had some dealings way, way back with UN peacekeepers.
Oh, boy.
Was with a bunch of sailors in Israel. We were kind of, you know, running around playing tourists around the country,
mm-hmm.
and encountered these guys that, you know, they were sent there to keep peace in Israel. How's that working for you?
Same way they did in Africa, right? Yeah, they're always so successful with that. Yeah,
exactly. And of course, we're swapping hats and coats. You know, I mean, you know how guys are. You know, when you're doing that. And one of the guys, I saw his little blue beret. And I said, hey, I'll swap you this ball cap for your beret. So, no, I can't do that. I think the guy was from Sweden or somewhere. And I said, why not? He said, if I lose my head, I might get shot. So, you know, that's a secret. I guess that's a secret strategy. If they send them over here, we'll steal their hats and shoot them. But,
well, there yeah, are what?
Send there, General Greta over here. With
we, oh, yeah, that would fix it right away. Aren't there something like 1 million slaughtered Hutus in Africa that can attest to the efficiency of U.N. troops being in place?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Bob, because if you look back in history and see the ineffectiveness of the U.N. peacekeepers,
yep.
particularly during the Rwandan genocide,
right?
And they're coming over here. They want to come over here. You know, it would be... a target-rich environment, I would think.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we should not overlook the tremendous efficiency that they applied in helping American troops during Black Hawk Down as well. They were. Well,
and don't they get most of their funding from us?
That would be correct. Yeah.
Okay.
another instance of. U.S. taxpayer dollars well invested, I would say.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. Good to have you on. Can't give up that blue beret. No, he might get shot. Bobby, how in the hell are the United Nations going to attack anyone when all their military hardware belongs to the United States? Bobby, the U.N. is nothing but a trillion-dollar debate club. They have no real power or authority to take military action against nations. Just because they don't follow some BS climate mandate, the U.S. makes up 90% of their forces. So I am unconcerned. Oh, boy, let's break out the tinfoil hats. NATO would dare try to... Well, not NATO, because NATO doesn't have many troops to speak of other than us, but the U.N., yeah, that would be rich. Texter merely says, brilliant. There you go. Bobby, don't you bet creepy Uncle Joe was a tough guy as a kid? I bet he was one of those guys in knickers who would dare smaller kids to knock this stick off my shoulder. And then a kid punches him in the mouth and he runs home to mama. Bobby, creepy Joe Biden. He's full of malarkey, I tell you. Malarkey. He's a dirty, stinking liar. No kidding. I'll tell you this right now, Buster. That Donald Trump fella is a real bad egg.
Mm-hmm. That's so much malarkey.
Yeah, but boy, that Biden, as I said earlier, he's the cat's meow. In fact, there's a cat right there now that I mention it. Bobby, been listening to Pelosi and Biden clips. You can see and hear them losing their facilities. Speech pattern, cadence, and other signs. Losing it. Bobby, I sympathize with your baby doll Brenda's pain on The Price is Right being interrupted. Suggest she tune in to Canon this morning. In this episode, Frank goes undercover as a pole vaulter to infiltrate a college track team suspected of using illegal drugs. That's a great mental picture. You imagine Frank Cannon? You remember him? You know, he's like Jerry Nadler back in 98. He's a big guy, okay? Pole vaulting? Too funny. By the way, the bad news continues. Now Nadler, Jerry Wadler, says 9 o'clock Monday morning, he's going to bring in the attorneys and they're going to list the charges against Trump. This should be rich. I want to see what evidence they have. Which is none. We kick off the 5 o'clock Follies coming up in mere minutes here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.